Hello, everybody, and welcome back to MarTech Masters. Today, I have my friend Kevin Dunn from HubSpot. Kevin, thank you for coming, and thank you for being here today.
Yeah, happy to be here. Happy to always collaborate with the Nexteny team on some content. So, you know, I think I'd prefer to be in Florida taping in person with you guys, but obviously the next best thing is to jump on a video. So this is great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have nice people from HubSpot. And again, Kevin has been a great partner for us, but he's also a good friend. He's been in Sarasota for our workshop. So every time we can collaborate, we do it. And this is an awesome opportunity to collaborate and share some good stuff. Kevin is the manager of education of the HubSpot Academy, and also he hosts the Agency Unfiltered video series. So he has a lot of things that he can share about, not just video, but how they manage that during the pandemic. So first of all, tell us a little bit about you, Kevin, for anybody that doesn't know you, and a little bit about the different projects that you have.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been at HubSpot for about 4.5 years. I actually came in as a channel consultant. So the success point of contact for, you know, 40 or 50 of our solutions partners, at the time agency partners, but now our solutions partners. And then maybe like two and a half years ago, I moved over to the Academy team. And so now I'm the manager of education for our partner and developer content. So I help shape the curriculum, prioritize the right education, and manage the professors who build our education specific for solutions partners and for our developer community as well. You may see me on the Solutions Partner certification and some of the other content in the Academy app. But as you kind of teed up for me, Gabe, also run Agency Unfiltered. So it's our podcast and web series for our solutions partners. We interview partners from around the globe about a handful of operational tips and tactics and tricks and really unique things that our partners are doing for running their businesses operationally, help them grow and scale. And you know, let's get those learnings out to the wider audience of partners.
That's awesome. So during these very trying times that we're going through, you have the HubSpot Academy, which is video in person with a team, and pretty much HubSpot became a remote company as many other companies. So how has it been, the transition of taking the HubSpot Academy and recording from home and having these people do all the production and managing cameras and all of that stuff? I know you have an amazing video team, but tell us more about the process of taking that whole operation and moving it into remote.
Yeah. And so obviously I feel like every business on the planet, right, we were forced to adapt and to rethink the way that we create our product, which was, you know, video-based education for the Academy app. As you pointed out, we have a studio in our Cambridge office. We have a full video team that helps us with filming and the production, making sure, you know, we look good and sound good throughout the whole taping. And so we had to rethink that model. So major hat tip to the video team too, because now their role in the whole process changes, right? They have to be more video consultants than the folks actually operating our cameras. So what we ended up doing was building some lightweight video, like we'll call them care packages. So iPads, ring lights, lapel mics, cord extensions, everything you would need. And we shipped those out to our, 12, 14 professors globally. And so the video team had to, again, take that consultant role of, okay, let's walk around your house. Let's find a good place that has good audio, seems like it's good lighting. We'll help you with the assembly and the deassembly or the disassembling of all of this equipment. We'll run through some cuts. And so, you know, the video team has always been our security blanket. Like, I don't know how to operate a camera, right? I don't know where to start and stop, how to work the teleprompter app on the iPad and some of those other things. And so putting that into the hands of the professors, I mean, again, hat tip to them as well to just embrace this change. But Gabriel, I'll tell you this too. It didn't so much invent a new process for us as much as expedite a process we knew we needed to lean into. We're starting to expand our professor group globally. So now we have a professor in Colombia and Berlin and Dublin, and we're trying to create content in French and German and Spanish. And it's not going to make sense for them to fly to Cambridge every single time they have to help us build a course. So building these, you know, care packages to enable folks to create content globally wherever you are on the planet. So something we needed to do anyway. So, you know, it just expedited our timeline.
I believe that I've been hearing that a lot, and we've been feeling the same way ourselves and also with our customers, how this crisis, and it happens with every crisis. You have to be, you know, ingenuity. You have to use your resources at your disposal and save and try to avoid issues. And but it has been forcing everybody to get into whatever process that they were already thinking or trying. Or one thing that we were talking to Mikita from the CEO of PandaDog the other day, and he's like, "We're living in the future," and it's so true. Like, we were forced to live in the future because there is no other way to do it right now. So very interesting that you were already thinking, okay, how do we do this? And now it's like, we have the process, so it's awesome. Now, what are some of the problems that you guys had? How did you fix those? And what are some of the learning opportunities? What did you learn through the process of doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I think historically our sentiment to, like, maybe one of the blockers in our own heads as to like why we weren't embracing this remote filming process was, listen, the style, the tone, like the HubSpot Academy brand is wood paneling or a pastel backdrop, right? A single color backdrop. And so I think just, again, with how everything unfolded across the globe, like the general sentiment actually is, you know, we're open and we all are dealing with the same issues. So filming content from our living room, if Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert can do it, like obviously HubSpot Academy can too. And so just, I think the willingness to lean into that helped. But rolling out the remote video process, like probably with anything new, it came with its own set of challenges. You don't know what you don't know, right? Until you just get into it. So some of the minute issues, like finding the best video recording apps or like teleprompter apps, like how can we make sure that everything orients the way I need it to? So I'm looking at the camera when reading my script and it doesn't look like I'm over here, but the camera's here, right? So just like little things like that that you have to triage as they come up. What's the intensity? So you're not just like washed out in ring light, because those things we know are super powerful. And so, yeah, just I would say with any video production, you guys probably have to deal with it too, but putting it on the professors to lead the triage versus having the security blanket of a video team, right? So a handful of things that came up, but props to the team for taking those on and working through it.
Yeah, and we've had to pretty much do the same thing with all of our customers that we're doing video, and we're doing video remote and helping them and coaching them. And as you said, the video team became more of a consulting team where we're like on Zoom helping you figure it out remotely instead of being, you know, there actually doing it. You're doing it now and we're helping you figure it out. So it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do, right? Like that's life. And it also brings opportunities to say, hold on, now we're saving all this money, this time, we're not moving people around the world for no reason at all. We can record 24/7. Like, there are so many opportunities that come from the crisis and actually thinking through ways to do this differently, right?
I mean, yeah, you're spot on. I mean, historically, you know, we could film one active project at a time because you can only have one professor in our studio working with the video team to record that content. But if we're now saying we're comfortable with remote filming or filming our educational content at home, you know, why can't three projects film simultaneously? So does it actually improve the efficiency and the our professors' ability to record education? And what does that mean for the rest of our timeline? So excited to see. And again, now travel isn't a blocker for our professors located in Dublin, for example. And so they can record, you know, back home. And so again, timelines, it's going to be really, really fun to see what the ripple effect is on
that. That's great. And it gives people more freedom to, you know, also stay more with their family. Like these are things that HubSpot was already pushing the whole message of working from home and giving people, you know, more time with their family and not so much driving every day in traffic and things like that. So it actually goes back to what you guys believed and what you were trying to do anyway. So it's awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
And I will say this too, is that it's not just the recording process that's necessarily changed. We've actually had to put a magnifying glass on a lot of our backend systems as well. So now that we have professors across the globe, where and how and when do we store our educational content assets, right? And so we've actually leaned into a new system for single source content management. So everything from every professor for every project, every course, it's all in one place. We can track revision history. We can track the localized branches of our content. So when our solutions partner cert rolls out in Spanish and French and German, it's all there too. So we've made a big investment on that regards. And again, I would say these two things have to go hand in hand.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So now on the side of the agency and filter, do you anticipate any changes? Are you going to make that into a remote series? Like, what do you anticipate happening in the future for agency and filter?
Yeah. So as you know, my primary methods for capturing interviews and recording that content is at our partner events in the spring, at Inbound in the fall or in the summer, and then at HubSpot user groups across the country or wherever. And so obviously COVID-19 and some other things put a pause on a lot of in-person events. And so similar to the video recording process, I'm also going to lean into a remote filming process. So probably very much what we have set up right now is what I'll be doing for Agency Unfiltered. So a lot of the upcoming content that you see late summer, early fall, and into the winter, I will be recorded remotely as well.
That's perfect. So you talk to a lot of agencies because of Agency Unfiltered, and you're continuously in contact with them. So have you heard from them on anything regarding adapting to these changes? And I know that some people are getting out and reopening. Things are changing as we speak. And it also depends on where you are, the state, how many cases and things like that. But have you seen any big changes, big shifts in agencies and also opportunities that came out of it?
Yeah, I would say, changes and opportunities for sure. I would say the first thing is everyone seems to be taking a good hard look at their physical workspace or their office, right? And saying, wait a minute, it's been 4 months or however long, like, do we need this? And so a handful of agencies I've talked to are thinking about just, not renewing their leases or renewing their workspaces and just going fully remote with their team. Obviously, the concern is that if everyone's remote, production goes down or people don't work as hard or whatever those thoughts are. And I think everyone has kind of proven the point that that's not the case. And so I'm seeing a ton of agencies and a ton of our partners rethink the way in which they collaborate and work remotely. And obviously there's some leaders in that space too. But also, what does that now mean for hiring and sourcing talent and acquiring talent? Is that, you're not limited to their commute to your physical office space, right? So people are now rethinking where and how they find talent. And are they open to finding people, not in their city or not even in their state or not even in their country for those critical hires that are tough to find folks for. So workspace, the way you hire and grow your teams, I'm seeing that as a major change.
Those are gonna be some good episodes of Agency Unfiltered season 3, right?
Yeah, man, I'm bad at I don't know
or
if you
five.
Guys have,
it
a,
doesn't
have
matter.
An answer for me, but my seasons are just so subjective. Like every 10 or 12, I'll tack a new season on. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, hey. I don't know. I gotta find if there's like a science to that, but.
So, Kevin, again, thank you for sharing all of this. Anything else you want to share? This is your time. We always try to give our guests, and thank you for being here today. We really appreciate you connecting, considering everything that's happening and how busy everybody is. But do you have anything to share from the Academy or the Agency Unfiltered side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I think just one last note in regards to opportunities for partners, too. I would say the timing is ripe for a quick look at your menu of services. I think businesses need help with crisis communications and rethinking the tone of their messaging and their marketing assets. And how can they lean into video for internal collaboration, or how can they get their salespeople on Zoom and setting up meetings digitally? So I think there's a huge servicing opportunities for partners as other businesses try and navigate this. This new landscape for doing business. But in regards to what might be coming up from HubSpot Academy, very exciting event. I don't think I've really shared this in too many places yet. So what we actually have planned, it's going to be on July 10th, and the event is called World Certification Day. And so it's actually built on the success that one of our partners, SmartBug, has seen. They run a quarterly certification day across their whole team, prioritize learning and development and achieving the right certifications in the Academy app. And so what we're trying to do is roll out a big virtual global event for our entire Academy community and say on July 10th, all of us, let's all find the right certifications to take and commit to achieving as many certifications we can on July 10th. And what's really cool about the event is that for every certification that is awarded in HubSpot Academy on July 10th, we'll donate $5, like US dollars, to UNICEF to help support their mission to bring equitable education across the globe. So you can prioritize your team's learning and development while also trying to spread education, which we feel is a human right to folks that need it the most across the planet.
That's great. And as you know, we're very involved in the HubSpot Academy, and we have on our office that we haven't seen for some time now, a big wall with all the certifications, and we will definitely be part of the event. I can't wait. The team's going to be super excited to do that too. And we have some new hires, so that's also great for her to be part of it. So thank you again, Kevin. Anything else you want to share?
No, I mean, you guys have always been big advocates and big champions for HubSpot and HubSpot Academy, so we very much appreciate that. We look forward to working with you guys and seeing you guys on the 10th for Certification Day. For folks, certificationday.com will take you to the website and give you all the details. So check that out, certificationday.com. But yeah, always a pleasure chatting with you guys. Thanks, Gabe, for having me on.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you for your partnership. We love HubSpot, and we also love how we are developing more and more relationships internally, and your partnership has been amazing over the years. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Take care. Have a good one.
This episode of MarTech Masters was produced and edited by Nextany Marketing. To watch the series, visit our website at nextanymarketing.com. Subscribe to our channel to keep up to date with the latest news from our friends in MarTech Masters.